President Bush spent his early morning with the phone glued to his ear, engaging in a little telephone diplomacy. By 9 a.m. today, White House aides emerged to report that Mr. Bush had already spoken with China's president, Jiang Zemin, France's president, Jacques Chirac, and Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. The three countries, along with the United States and Britain, form the permanent members of the UN Security Council. And Mr. Bush's message today for all three was this: the world would be better off without Saddam Hussein, and the world must work together to remove the threat the Iraqi leader poses. Well, we did a little dialing of our own this morning to find out how that message went down in Beijing, Paris, and Moscow. First to Beijing and NPR's Rob Gifford.
We don't know any details about the phone call, but we can pretty easily guess what President Jiang will have said to President Bush. China has consistently opposed what it calls the intervention in sovereign countries' internal affairs.
What do Chinese leaders say would justify an attack, if anything?
I think there's very little, almost nothing, that the Chinese leaders feel would justify an attack. They are very, very strong on sovereignty. The real hot-button issue here is Taiwan. They see Taiwan as a sovereign part of China, and they are worried that the United States could take some action against Taiwan to intervene in China's relationship with Taiwan. And they're very worried about anything that would set a precedent internationally for U.S. unilateral intervention. So President Jiang will have said very clearly to Mr. Bush, I think, that it does not support intervention in Iraq. It does not support unilateral U.S. action against Baghdad, no matter what evidence President Bush is coming up with.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Moving on to NPR's Nick Spicer now. He's in Paris, where President Chirac, through a spokesman, has issued a reaction to Mr. Bush's telephone call.
Basically, he was said to have not been convinced by the brief phone call from President Bush. Chirac apparently insisted on the need for a Security Council green light before any attack against Iraq. He is said to have not ruled out any options, but to have told Bush that any strike must be decided after the Security Council officially decides that Iraq has refused to readmit weapons inspectors and after a debate there on what to do next.
What are Jacques Chirac's hesitations with the United States' position?
France always wants to make sure that the Security Council has a final say on any decisions about Iraq. And this is in line with France's longstanding position about how to deal with Iraq. And it's also in line with what Chirac told France's ambassadors last week when they all gathered here in Paris. He said he was concerned about what he saw as an American temptation to unilaterally engage in preemptive strikes against Iraq. He said it was against cooperation between states and something that should be avoided.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. For Russian President Vladimir Putin's response to the phone call from Washington, we turn to Scott Peterson, Moscow bureau chief for the Christian Science Monitor.
Putin explained in no uncertain terms that he had very serious doubts about the need to use force against Iraq. Russia has been pushing very much for a kind of a diplomatic solution. They want to have weapons inspectors back. They're not great fans of Saddam Hussein, but they just don't feel that that the United States is justified in taking on and trying to topple the regime there.
Since the end of the Gulf War, Russia has been trading with Iraq and receiving Iraqi diplomats. Would you describe relations between the two countries as cordial?
Well, I think that they're definitely cordial, and they have been based for years, as you say, on business interests. There's something like $8 billion in debt. A lot of it is Soviet-era debt that Iraq still owes to Russia. And, of course, one of Russia's concerns is that if the United States does take on Iraq, that basically that might absolve Iraq of those debts. And so one of the things Russia is going to be looking for is for some kind of guarantee that Russia will get its money back and still will have access to that quite lucrative Iraqi oil and other markets that Iraq currently offers to Russia.
What do you think that Russia is looking for in assurances from the United States about a possible attack on Baghdad?
Well, I think that Russia wants everything to be seen to be played by the rules. And I think that they also have genuine concerns about what the aftermath of any such attack might be. And I think that these are, of course, concerns that are echoed in Europe and elsewhere. you know, where there really has been a lot of opposition, at least outwardly on the surface, to the U.S. plans for possibly going after Iraq.
Scott Peterson is the Moscow Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott Peterson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.